Welcome to the Market Close Report for Thursday, the 16th of March. Well, unfortunately, after a brief reprieve yesterday, the Aussie market was back in the red today. In fact, we've fallen for four of the past 5 days. The ASX 200 slumped today by around 103 points. That's a decline of 1.5% to 6,965. So we closed back below that 7,000 point mark. And the broader All Ordinaries Index was also down about 1.5%. What this means now is that the ASX 200 has fallen to a fresh 10-week low. We're currently on track to have our worst weekly decline in 6 months. And also, should nothing change significantly tomorrow, this will be our sixth straight week of falls. That hasn't actually happened in years. So the catalyst and the reasons for the declines have been the same, at least for the past week. And it's been really the focus on the US banking system. We've had two US banks that have collapsed in the past week. And last night, the focus actually shifted to Europe with some concerns potentially of contagion. And this was off the back of Credit Suisse hitting a record low. It fell about 30% at one stage. And the Swiss National Bank actually had to step in to try and settle nerves and said that if necessary, it would provide liquidity to Credit Suisse to calm things a little. Now, Credit Suisse seemed to take that up during the day today, saying it would borrow around that $55 billion worth of money from the Swiss National Central Bank. So that's going to continue probably to receive attention in tonight's session as well, and is probably just going to keep markets quite messy. Now, what we saw today on our market across the different sectors was that 9 of 11 sectors actually fell back quite heavily. Three sectors did most of the damage. The materials, which includes the miners, they were down about 3%. Energy stocks, which fell close to 5% as a group, and that was mainly because of a lower oil price last night. And also the financials that fell 1.4%, which of course include the big four banks. Now, those three sectors combined account for about 60% of our market. So when you get those types of really heavy declines from the three, generally, you know, it's difficult for the market to shake that off. We also had tech stocks down about 2%, and the only winners really were healthcare and communication services, which are generally considered to be more defensive in nature. Now, as far as the winners are concerned on our share market today, one of the better performers continues to be Gold Road Resources and also just gold miners in general. In fact, on Monday and Tuesday, the top five performers were all gold miners. Not quite as extensive today, but we're still continuing to see some improvements. Elsewhere, Telix Pharmaceuticals rose about 2.7%, and this was mainly off the back of the fact that it's moving a step closer to selling a prostate cancer drug in the United States. Auckland International Airport rose about 3%. It came out with some monthly stats about passenger numbers at the airport, which are continuing to recover post-pandemic. So passenger numbers there, roughly 70% of where they were in 2019 before COVID. And finally, CSL in the healthcare sector provided a really healthy boost. It's the largest stock in healthcare sector, lifting close to 2% today. Now, as far as the losers are concerned, as I said, energy stocks, mining companies, and the banks, they really weighed on things. So Woodside Energy, our largest energy stock, was down more than 5%. The price of oil last night fell by close to 6% over in the United States and a little less than that over in Europe. So the fact that there are concerns about the US banking system, rising interest rates, uncertainty about what might actually happen with central banks around the world in the coming weeks because their jobs have really been complicated, and concerns also about a potential recession or at least an economic slowdown, that's continuing to see oil prices drop. BHP also in the similar boat, commodity prices generally a bit lower, so it fell almost 5% today. That's about 10% of our market, so it certainly weighed. And ANZ and the big four banks down about that 2% mark. And IPH, it was the worst performer on our market, a much, much smaller company than the other three, but it's an intellectual property services provider, the largest in Australia. Fell almost 11% because today there was a cyber attack that hit not only IPH, but also Latitude Financial. So it fell 11%. In Latitude Financial's case, it's actually in a trading halt today. And it's basically working through a serious cyber attack, that is what it said in its own words. So essentially, as part of the attack, there were over 103,000 copies of driver's license that seems like they've actually been stolen. So we'll wait and see how it does when it comes back online. Now, as far as currencies go today, the Aussie strengthened against most. It sits at 66.4 US cents, but also gained against the Kiwi, the Yen, the Sterling, and also the Euro. Also, today we had an update on Aussie jobs growth, which was actually stronger than expected. There were more than 60,000 jobs added in February. The market was anticipating around 50,000. We also had all of the job gains coming through from full-time positions, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. So near the best it's been in about 48 years. Now, this is something the Reserve Bank will pay close attention to, but for those wondering what might happen to interest rates at the April meeting by the RBA, there are three things which could really make the deciding factor for the RBA. The first will be an update on retail spending on the 28th of March. The second will be a monthly update on inflation on the 29th of March. And the third will be how this US banking system situation will unfold, whether or not we get other banks around the world not doing as well and potentially encountering real challenges and difficulties. That could certainly force the Reserve Bank's hand and maybe might just see it backing off the rate hikes. We've already had 10 consecutive rate hikes here in Australia, and we're getting closer to that point, it seems, where it might just call it quits, at least for now. Now, looking forward to tonight, the big thing to watch will be the European Central Bank, which is holding a monthly meeting on rates. It's widely expected to raise rates by 0.25%. Days ago, that expectations were for something more aggressive. So that's going to be the big one to watch. And also, of course, any developments on the banking front globally as well. On that note, everyone, have a fantastic evening, and we'll do this again tomorrow.